You are listening to Nebraska on Tap. This podcast will tap you into the Natural Resources District, managing Nebraska's water since 1972. Whether you are a farmer, rancher, or citizen of Nebraska, this podcast was made for you. Time to tap into this week's episode. This podcast is hosted by Heather Dismang and brought to you by the Middle Republican Natural Resources District.
Hello, folks. I'm so excited to be back and producing and hosting these podcasts for you here on Nebraska on Tap. So there's a gap from May till now, and that is because I stepped in to help out with chemigation and to get data in for our new database. This will provide our producers here at the NRD and the Middle Republican with more access to their information. Also, we are finishing up with installing all groundwater telemetry meters, and this will give the groundwater users data to the pumping and the monitoring of their wells and inches available to pump. We have all worked very hard to make sure that what the producer needs will be available, and this data will only live in our database and will only be here to support the producer further and for no other uses than that. So let's get into my interview with Thad Kuntz from Longitude 103, who is a person behind the scenes for us and 17 other NRDs on creating this tool for us and the Producer Connect.
My name is Thad Kuntz. I am a hydrogeologist by trade. I am owner of Adaptive Resources, Inc., and also the owner of Longitude 103, which is a software development company that basically is doing business as from Longitude 103, that we developed software for natural resource districts and any kind of districts, any groundwater management districts or water management districts.
I'm so excited to have you on today, Thad. So we had you on earlier when we first started, so thank you for that, talking a little bit about what Producer Connect would do. Now we're about almost a year later, so tell us about converting this data into the database that we've been doing here at the NRDs.
Sure. So Middle Republican in particular, we got all the information from your existing database in the system back in like January, February, March time frame. That's when we were kind of really, really kind of finalizing everything and working with you guys heavily on bringing that data in from your previous databases into the HydroData app, which is our app that allows you guys to store all your information and interact with the information to manage it, to run reports, to understand it, understand your data and generalize in what land use do you have from the tracks or your certified tracks to your, you know, what wells do you have, to all your flow meters, which you guys have an abundant amount of flow meters everywhere, and it's all mostly all telemetry, water levels to water quality, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so, I've definitely been putting a lot of that data in for everybody, so I hope they appreciate that.
And, right, yes. And yeah, it was a heck of an effort to do, as always, as every NRD always is.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. It definitely takes some time to get the data, and once you've got it in and put that time in, it's amazing, right? Because you can just click around and you're able to access it right there.
Right. Yep. And you know, it's always one of those catch-22s. We can bring the data in as massive as we do, but then it takes people like you and the rest of the staff at Middle Republican to really go through the data and make sure they understand it. And once you guys do that, it's a great data set from here into the future.
Yeah, exactly. And so going into the telemetry meters, so how has the collaboration been with you guys in Micrometer and getting that data for us so that we can release it to our producers so they can see the real-time pumping data from their meters?
Well, you know, it's been great working with those guys. They allowed us to have access to their database directly. So, and have access to, honestly, to their programmers to allow us to go in directly into their database and grab the data out from these telemetry meters out there that Middle Republican has everything or everything that is telemetried in their district has it for Middle Republican. And so we were able to work really well with them, and they're an awesome team to work with to help us bring that in. So basically what our system does is it goes out every night about midnight or one, we'll go out and grab the morning and the night reading for each telemetry meter. And then the next morning that user or each of those telemetry meters would see that usage of the previous day.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds super convenient for a lot of people who are wanting to know how much they're pumping, especially if we're in a compact call year.
Right, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Just to see where they're at with total pumping for the season. And then, you know, see how much you pumped, where your soil moisture is, if you have soil moisture probes, all that stuff. You can kind of start adding these things together to help you understand your overall water usage. And do you need to pump anymore? You know, if you have plenty of soil moisture, and like, well, do I pump anymore? How much have I pumped? Where am I at in my allocations? You know, where's my soil moisture sitting? Well, I think I can maybe hold off and not pump for a few days and see what happens and just kind of monitor yourselves really nicely.
Yeah, it's a great management tool for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then how many other NRDs are participating in your guys' program with a Producer Connect and the Hydro Data?
So Hydro Data has 17 NRDs that are part of it right now. Full-time. We're also bringing one more in right now and transitioning them into the system. So we'll be up to 18 of the 23 NRDs in the state will be on our system.
That's awesome. And so how are you guys amping up staff, you know, make sure everybody's getting everything that they need?
Sure. So, you know, from the beginning, we kind of started a small, you know, two or three NRDs in our system. And, you know, it only took a couple of developers at that time. Right now we have 8 developers, some full-time, some part-time on staff to help with this. Plus we have a product support specialist that also will help with bug issues and communication back and forth to clients, just general inquiries and even how-tos. Hey, you know, I have having this problem with this data. Is this a bug or how do I do this? She'll come back in and say, oh, well, here's how you do it, or look at it and see, hey, it's a bug in our system. We'll fix it. Go, and she'll push that off to developers. They'll fix it, get it back to them so they can do the work if it happens to be a bug. But usually I would say 75% of the time it's a data question of how do I do this, mm-hmm. and how do we make this work in the system? And so she's answering all those questions, putting how-to videos together, putting all these different tools together for people to be able to use the system. And we fully expect that with Producer Connect as well, having, you know, all those people asking questions. Likely they'll be asking questions of the NRDs for how to do this, but if there is a bug that gets pushed to us, and we'll fix that. And we're hoping that our how-to videos and our informational systems from our support team will kind of help people be able to enter this data in and understand how to use the Producer Connect app from the farmer side or the ag producer side.
Yeah, you guys have been very helpful on that. And all your team is very professional. You know, I think it's great. There are a lot of working parts to this. So
right.
I definitely see you guys taking a lot of time. Plus, you are a Nebraska-based business, too. So,
yep.
Of course, we got to give a great shout-out for that.
And that's right.
And then, so for some of these app options, we have the nitrate management, which is initially what most all the other NRDs, besides the ones that have telemetries, will be using it for. And then like for ours, we have water use, we have acres, pooling, chemigation. Let's see, there's a weather app on here. And then also farmers can get notifications from their NRDs on this as well.
Kind of the way it works in the state of Nebraska, right? The western part of the state is a lot drier than the eastern part of the state. So in the western part of the state, we have a lot more, I guess, water quantity issues than water mm-hmm. quality, though there is a lot of water quality issues as well. In certain NRDs, but in Middle Republican in particular, you know, you guys have your water quantity issues with the Kansas Compact, Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado Compact, and then you guys are really heavily on the water use side, where a lot of the eastern NRDs, that's where it's really, really heavy water quality side, where they're trying mm-hmm. to deal with nitrogen management and helping farmers understand recommended nitrate rate, nitrogen application rates, helping the NRDs help the producers manage that to hopefully bring down some of those nitrate levels in their groundwater. They have a pretty bad situation in some areas where they really do need a lot of help to manage it. And the data is there's a lot of data. And so it's just it's a big problem to handle. And this app is one major piece to kind of help farmers understand both water quantity and water quality side for the producers all across the state of Nebraska.
Yeah, and also just so producers know that they can bring their agronomist in is a helper on some of their farms as well, correct?
That's right, yeah. So one of the major, I guess, requests for us for this was to make sure we develop a agronomist user, basically, that would be able to take care of certain farms data-wise within Producer Connect, where a crop consultant can log in, they would become that particular farmer in Producer Connect, and they would enter all their data from their soil sample tests to their what crops are growing, to when they put on nitrate, what kind and when they put on nitrates or any other kind of fertilizer, and try to start recording all that information for the producer to help them basically log everything and understand everything. And then we also track that it's the crop consultant putting it in there, so we kind of know who's adding in the data from an NRD's perspective to say, okay, you know, a lot of crop consultants are putting this information there, make sure they know how to do it, make sure they're up to speed on what the regulations are, and then make sure the farmer knows then that, hey, you know, your crop consultant put this in, give a quick check, make sure everything QC's on your side, make sure it sounds good, looks good, and then kind of everybody's clear on who's entering in data, and then the data comes in, and it's a well-rounded data set, especially with crop consultants involved.
Yeah, and again, since you're a hydrogeologist and your brother is a programmer, what a great collaboration for an app with you two working on it at the same time.
Right. Well, and my brother Heath is an agronomist as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. So even more.
Yeah. We have a full rounded piece. Yeah. He kind of came into programming through his work. And so this kind of just was a natural next step for him. And so, yeah, we have a pretty deep breadth of how to handle water quantity, water quality aspects.
Yeah, what a great collab. And then, right. So Thad, I guess the last question I have for you before I let you go today is, if it works here, these options of management, should it work in other places?
Oh, absolutely. You know, water quantity is always an issue, especially in the Western United States. It's an issue sometimes everywhere, but Western United States, where we're, you know, short on precip, water quantity is a very big issue. So a lot of meters are used, a lot of water quantity tracking needs to happen. And then water quality is an issue almost in the entire world, all across the United States as well, where, you know, nitrates are a big issue from over application or just application of nitrate as well in the past. And so having this tool, it can be available for anywhere in the U.S. for us. And we're moving in that direction to provide it. We already have clients in Colorado as well as Nebraska.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I think it's great. I can't wait for our little soft launch with some of our producers to kind of work on it and see what's going on, and then hopefully have it broadcast all wide here in the Middle Republican at least. So thank you so much for everything that you've done for us and answering all of our questions.
And, yeah, no problem. All Thank you for joining up. And you guys are, again, this Middle Republican's major push to do the telemetry meters and working with Micrometer. You guys really kind of were that major push in that, putting that information in and making our system work with that. So it's been a great effort with you guys to bring you in.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you again for your time today, Thad. I really appreciate it. And I can't wait for everybody to check it out.
Yep. It's coming soon. So, I mean, next few weeks here, I would imagine, with that soft launch.
Yeah, perfect.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Thad, for giving us that information. And just to let everyone know, as we get closer to rolling this out to all of our groundwater users, you will notice signs, like real signs. So just stay tuned with us, and we will be out there and about helping you all get it working. You can participate with tower computers, you know, your standard computer, laptops, iPads, tablets, smartphones. But if you have one of those flip phones, well, call us for help, because if you text us, you will have to hit one button 3 times, 5 times to make a word. So we feel for you, but, you know, we'll try to help you out as best as we can. So also don't forget to follow up with us on Twitter, X as Nebraska on Tap, Facebook as Middle Republican NRD, YouTube as Nebraska on Tap, TikTok as Nebraska on Tap. Our RSS feed, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify are all under Nebraska on Tap as well. And you can also find us on Instagram under Nebraska on Tap too. So stay tuned for us next week. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.